Well, we have the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs happening. I always love whenever there's a best of seven series, because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question. Would you consider this a must-win game? You know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on anyway, might as well try. But it's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question. I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of seven. You're down one game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game?
No.
No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too. We don't want to, but that wasn't your question. You asked if it was a must-win game, and if you'd ever taken a rudimentary math class, you'd already know the magic number's three. When you're down three, then you must win them or you're out.
Song, I think of the Seinfeld episode when George is hiding under the desk and he built a little nook there to go to sleep, and Mr. Steinbrenner comes in and sits at his desk waiting for him for 3 hours singing Heartbreaker, Heartbreaker. Oh, it's a heartbreaker. Every time I hear this song, I think of that. At 6:09, I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and of course, the legendary 1400 AM.
Don't you mess around with me, you're a heartbreaker.
Yeah. Sunny today with a high near 71, partly cloudy tonight, lows 47. Cloudy chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 57. Highs 57 tomorrow. Right now it's partly cloudy. It's a beautiful morning, 64 degrees. I wore a light spring jacket, but you know what? I didn't really need it. Got baseball coming up this morning. The Tampa Bay Rays in Milwaukee at AmFam Field. It'll be 11:35 a.m. here on WRJN. There you go. You're all up to date now. Coming up this morning after 7 o'clock, we've got Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. It's May 1st. We've got a ton of activities happening in May, June, July, August, and for the rest of the year. We're going to hit on some of those at for the Downtown Racine Corporation, what they're putting on for you downtown, because it's your city. There's a lot of fun down there, and a lot of it doesn't cost you a penny, and it's all family activities. So instead of sitting at home watching streaming stuff on your TV, and instead of playing on your cell phones and computers, get out in the fresh air and enjoy downtown Racine, because we've got a ton of stuff we're going to talk about this morning, all right? This has been some week for doing activities outside the last few weeks. We talked about the preserve over at the Hawthorne Hollow. Yesterday, we talked about Safari Lake Geneva. Get outside, do stuff. You know, even get an animal, like we talked with Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society. There's so much to do other than computers, cell phones, and, you know, I tell our engineers that. They'll say that's their life, computers and everything, because they're rebuilding our studio here. And I see it starting to take shape now. The studio I'm broadcasting from will be old hat. We're building state-of-the-art studios. These engineers are working all day long for this. And, wow, I can't wait to see it. I'm looking at some of it now, and it looks, you know, it's a mess. But, I mean, I can start to see it take shape. And when it's all done, it's going to be state-of-the-art. Kudos to these people. I don't know how they put this stuff together. I really don't know. I built a basement radio station back in the late 60s, and that was just plug in one unit and put a microphone in and plug it into my tape recorder. And I had it all done. This is all digital state-of-the-art stuff we're getting here. And place looks like a mess now, but when it gets done, wow, it's going to be a knockout. I can't wait. We're going to have the best studios in radio in Southeast Wisconsin when this is done. Nobody's going to have better studios than WRJN. So that should be really nice. Okay. An astrology writer for the New York Post says Tuesday, in other words, yesterday, was the best day of the week to be productive. Today, not so much. It's because of lunar interference. We should really start being having the work week start on a Tuesday instead of a Monday. Tell your boss that. See what they say. Oh, yeah, we agree. Let's start Tuesdays. You have off Mondays from now on. We'll see how that goes. Add it up. The time you spend at work, on the couch, and maybe in the bathroom. How many hours do you spend sitting each day? A study looked at how many hours we should be sitting, standing, sleeping, and exercising each day. Here's the list. The healthiest combo, sleeping for 8 hours, 20 minutes. That never happens. Sitting for 6 hours. Standing for 5 hours and 10 minutes. And get some level of activity for 4 hours, 20 minutes. That's not happening either. Used to happen. Not happening anymore. Yeah, the 8 hours, 20 minutes. Boy, you know, I'm a clock watcher, and that's the problem. Because all night long, I'm popping up looking at the clock to make sure I don't oversleep. I have two alarm clocks. I have my phone, and I have an old-fashioned alarm clock. But, you know, I'm still a clock watcher at night, so what can I tell you? This is the way I am. I've always been a clock watcher. It keeps me up at night, because then it takes a few minutes to get back to sleep. 14% of people in the poll say they regularly get trapped in boring conversations. When asked how they handle them, 13% said they're better than most people at slipping out of those boring conversations. I can't do that. I get stuck in a boring conversation. I sit there and I listen. You know what's more boring than anything else? Listening to someone's dreams. I used to tell everybody my dreams. Oh, I had this weird dream. I dreamt that I was walking down the street, and all of a sudden this cloud was above me, and there was gravy coming down the street where rain used to come. It's really boring stuff, but I don't tell anybody my dreams anymore. If I had a bad dream, I'd say, nightmare last night. It wouldn't sound interesting to anybody else. It sounds interesting to me. And most people in radio, their dreams are, they walk into a studio, and there's nothing on the radio. And there's nothing there for days. You walk in, and remember the school dreams? You were late for class. You go over to your class, and you realize you hadn't been there, like, all year. You walk in, and they say, Mr. Rosen, you weren't here all year. Or you try to get your locker combination. You can't remember the combination. Well, high school must have been traumatic. I was only late for class once in all the years in middle school and high school. I got on the lunch line one day, and all of a sudden I just showed up on the lunch line, and I said, wow, I'm at the wrong lunch period. I went to English class. Nobody said anything. That was the only time I was ever late for class. Huh. If you're only listening to us to drown out the sound of traffic, you're welcome. We might be saving your life right now. A new study found too much traffic noise can literally kill you. Probably not today, though. It's more of a gradual process. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania worked with experts in Europe to see how the sound of traffic affects your health. It's not good. The sound of horns and engines causes significant stress, which leads to heart disease, strokes, and other issues long term. This is interesting. UltimateClassicRock.com put together a list of the 40 longest touring streaks in rock music. In order to qualify, the artist had to have at least one performance in a calendar year. And it could be a concert or a TV performance, but there had to be at least once. In the top few, the Rolling Stones are not there. You'd think they would be, because they're still performing. Nope. Beach Boys, number one. They hold the longest touring streak in rock music, 63 years. They're followed by Chicago, REO Speedwagon, Santana, and Blue Oyster Cult with 57 years. Yeah, not the Stones. I guess they didn't perform every single year. That's interesting. A 46-year-old man got into a road rage incident last Thursday. He was arrested for throwing spaghetti at another driver. If that sounds weird, I used to go to work with my dad occasionally during the summers when I was growing up. And I think it was about, I must have been about 12, 13 years old. I'm with him in Manhattan. And we're driving around because he's got to make some calls. And it was a hot day. And the car didn't have air conditioning, so the windows were rolled down. And he's eating an ice pop to cool off from a vendor on the street. We got an ice pop. And a cab driver cut him off. He took the ice pop and smashed it on the cab's window as the cab drove, you know, was cut him off. He threw the ice pop at the cab. The cab's windows weren't open, but he smashed it all over the side of the cab's windows. All right. Dad setting a good example for me. Showbiz news. Sources say Britney Spears going off the rails and in danger of going broke due to lavish spending. Didn't she? I thought she was in all those big shows in Las Vegas for like a year. She blew through all that money already, huh? A mental health expert says she should be under another conservatorship and be forced to take medication. Taylor Swift now breaking her own records. She now has, get this, the top 14 spots on the Hot 100 chart. The Billboard chart. There's a total of 32 songs on that chart. Wow. And Peacock, the streaming service, is raising its prices by $2 a month just in time for the Summer Olympics. And you know what? With all these prices going up on Max and Peacock and all these services, guess what? Radio is still free. Isn't that something, huh? You know, raising in prices in radio, absolutely free. And KFC has a limited edition barbecue perfume they're putting on the market. They say it would leave you and your people around you tipsy with hunger. I don't know if it's sad or it's good news that it's only available in Europe right now. Maybe that's good news. It says sad news, but I think it's good news. All right. Let's see, we got sunshine today with a high near 71 degrees, partly cloudy, lows around 47 for tonight. Cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs near 57 tomorrow. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 64 degrees. Don't forget the Tampa Bay Rays playing baseball against the Brewers here in town. 11:35 a.m. game time on WRJN Radio. Coming up, we've got some local news in a few minutes from Stuart J. Waddles, our news director. He's keeping an eye on things. And we've got tickets to give away to the State Fair. Yeah, your choice of concerts. We'll have that for you as well. Right here at Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station, the legendary WRJN at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. Oh, that's not working, huh? Wow. That is definitely not working. All right. Somebody asked a question yesterday. I'll answer it on the air instead of typing it out. For no mow May, I mow the front yard, not the backyard, because the backyard's where all the dandelions are, and I don't have a large front yard anyway, and there's no dandelions on it, so I leave the backyard. Millions of butterflies out there the last few days, bees, everything. They was only supposed to start today. And the bees and the butterflies started early in April, which I don't think is allowed under the rules, but they started. So, yeah, so I left the backyard unmowed, and I mowed the front yard because I let them chow down in the backyard. But there are a lot of bees back there, and we saw bumblebees. We saw honeybees back there. We saw, what else did we see? The butterflies. They're not monarch butterflies, but they're black and orange. And they're beautiful. They're all over the place. They're flying into the trees, onto the ground. They're all over. They land on you. Probably laying their eggs in our hair. Whatever they do. Anyway, so yeah. So that's the answer to the question. All right. 621 WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us here. I think we've got Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation coming up. A lot of family activities happening downtown. We'll talk about those. And let's talk about road trips right now. A second grade teacher from California recently went to Syria. And by doing that, completed her goal of visiting every country on planet Earth. All 193 recognized countries by the United Nations. Only about 400 people have ever done that. Now, keep this in mind. Around 600 people have been in outer space. So it's even rarer of what this woman did than people going into outer space, visiting every country. I guess she's got passports to prove it. A lonely man who's tired of being single put up a giant $400 a week billboard seeking marriage and karaoke. In that order. All right. $400 a month looking for marriage and karaoke. Ladies, would you date a guy who puts up a billboard saying that? Or would you think, well, maybe this is a little off. Maybe I shouldn't do that. All right, here's a fun fact for you. Google revealed the questions people have searched for the most in the past 15 years. What time is it? How do I tie a tie? And how do I kiss? Really? You have to ask that one? How do I kiss? Sort of came naturally. A woman posted a video about how she got revenge on her ex-boyfriend's mistress. This is cruel in a way, but all right. The guy went to jail, but the mistress didn't know he went to jail. So the woman staged a fake funeral for the guy to convince the mistress he was dead. And now, several years later, the mistress still posts on Facebook about how much she misses him. Talk about the prank that keeps on giving, huh? Wow. I wonder how much that fake funeral cost. All right, vacation time coming up. A new road trip survey found the average person can only spend 3 hours 46 minutes with somebody in the car, with their family, before they go crazy. With friends, a tad longer, 4 hours 23 minutes. My wife and I, before COVID, took long road trips, I mean across the country. And surprisingly, we never fought in the car. We really had a good time. She was the navigator. She planned out the whole trip, so I sat there and just followed instructions. Because she spent weeks planning exactly where we're going to go. And I trusted her. She had some good places on there. So instead of from getting from A to B in a single day, we went from A to B to C to D to E to F, G until we got to our destination for that day. And she really planned it out well, timing and everything, which I thought was just great. And so we never fought in the car. And we used to spend, 7 days in the car. On the other hand, I took my mom and dad. I drove them from Long Island to South Dakota to see the Crazy Horse Monument, because my dad used to give a lot of donations to that. And so we were going to go to spend the, we spent the night in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Where did we spend the night? We spent the night somewhere on the road. And then we went to Deadwood, South Dakota, spent a couple of nights there, walking around gambling and all that kind of stuff. And then we went to the Crazy Horse Monument. We went to Mount Rushmore. And then we went back home. I spent 7 days in the car with my mom and dad, driving them with the bickering. And it was an adventure. I also had to drive them to Florida from Long Island when they moved. Another adventure. But they're my mom and dad. But still, they weren't so fighting with me. They were bickering with each other on this trip. Don't do that. Arthur, stop that. Don't do that. And going down to Florida, my mother had her dog. So the dog was in the back seat in a cage. So my mother had very little room back there. And she never complained, but my father took advantage of it. Here, put this back there, Harriet. He gave her stuff to put back there. And she had no room to begin with, but here's a package. Here's some food. Put this back there. Here's some drinks. Put this back there. There was other stuff, too, I can talk about. But, yeah, when you go on a road trip with somebody, make sure you like them. Because you're trapped in a car. They always say you'll know if you're made for each other if you take a road trip for 10 days, you don't kill each other at the end of the trip. Then you were made for each other. All right. A bakery in Wisconsin was robbed. So they made cookies with a surveillance camera shot of the robber and handed them out for free. It worked. Someone identified him. The police were able to track him down because his picture was on all the cookies they were handing out. Well, that's clever. A poll found the most embarrassing things that happen on dates. They include awkward silences, forgetting their name, spilling on yourself, and you're on a date and you bump into your ex. Whoa. I was on a date and I didn't know for 6 months, I didn't know her name. I thought I was too embarrassed to ask. I talked about that. Yeah, imagine bumping into your ex on a date. Woo! All right, weddings in space are a thing. A high-altitude balloon company called Space Perspective started sending people up by the end of last year they started. It's not cheap. It's $125,000 per guest. How many guests can you fit in a hot air balloon? You wouldn't figure a lot. Hey, someone posted a photo of their office fridge where someone had literally padlocked their milk. The cap was secured and required a key to be opened. People are debating if this is petty or justified. Some people commented it was just petty because it's just milk. But most people said it was justified, just like securing your personal items in a locker, especially if there have been issues with the communal work fridge. Really? How do you secure a container of milk? All right, we've got State Fair tickets to give away right now. We've got tickets to see TLC and Jordan Sparks on Friday, August 2nd. We've got tickets to see the brothers Osborne along with Sarah Evans at the Wisconsin State Fair this August. You want to go? All right. Give me a call if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. I will give you your choice whether you want to go see the brothers Osborne on Sunday, August 4th, along with guest star Sarah Evans, or TLC with guest star Jordan Sparks on Friday, August 2nd. So if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. And I'll give you your choice of tickets. Phone lines are open right now. And I think they're working this morning, too. So give me a call.
That is the most wanted people in America. I'm a huge fan. Do you watch that? They're asking for our help. You got to watch it. If you're a big fan, you know it was, what, 4 weeks ago? They had that guy on there going all around the country, robbing all those convenience stores, beating the hell out of the clerks. I was watching that. I'm on the road like 200 days a year. I figure, I got a shot at catching this punk, you know? And it was cool, too. A week after I see that episode, I pull into this convenience store. I'm getting out of my car. I see that same guy I saw in America's Most Wanted coming out. And I freak, right? My heart's pounding. I knew what I had to do. I ran over there. I tackled him. I'm hitting him. I'm holding him down. The police showed up. And they arrested me. Apparently, they use actors. For those reenactments on TV.
Believe it or not, that was actually the flip side. The B-side. Hard to believe. The Beatles really never had a B-side, but that was it. Love Me Do, I think, was the A-side of that 45 RPM. Then it was P.S. I Love You on the flip side. The Beatles, both sides were always hits. You know what I found on the internet the other day? You find interesting things on Facebook. Somebody posted a picture. You know the famous Abbey Road picture of the Beatles crossing Abbey Road with their Abbey Road album? Remember that? They showed John in a white suit. Paul has no shoes on. And George and Ringo were there, and they were crossing Abbey Road. What you never saw was the prep picture when they were getting ready to cross, and they had people, makeup artists or whatever, around them. They had a woman helping them with their clothes to make sure they were right. But they show the picture of them prepping before they walked across the street for that famous, world-famous photo of them crossing Abbey Road. And, yeah, it was interesting to see the behind-the-scenes photo of that. Somebody posted it. I don't know where people find this stuff, but they do. All right, let's check the news headlines this morning. These are the stories. Stuart J. Waddles, our news director, is keeping an eye on for us here at WRJN. A one-time member of the Racine SWAT team has been charged with making bomb threats and robbing a bank. Formal charges were filed yesterday against Paul Garchek. It's alleged that on April 6th, he made a bomb threat at Costco and robbed a Chase Manhattan in Pleasant Prairie. Prosecutors allege that the bomb threat was a deliberate distraction. Garchek was identified, though, through his phone number and surveillance video, leading to the charges against him. If your travels take you to Antioch, Illinois, across the state line, you're being recorded. The Antioch Police Department revealed plans to install several license plate readers in their community. They say it's in response to a significant increase in crime. The readers capture license plate numbers along with the location, date, and time of the capture. That's cross-referenced with license plate data, allowing police to get alerts about cars involved with crimes. The Summerfest shuttle options are getting growing again. MCTS and Summerfest have announced a partnership to expand their services with additional shuttle routes from the Hales Corners Park and Ride Running this year, making three shuttle stops across Milwaukee County, College Avenue, Brown Deer, and Hales Corners. The cashless shuttle service offers round trip for just $10. Ticketing process is run through an app called UMO, U-M-O. Those are the stories, plus more. Stuart J. Waddles was keeping an eye on this morning. Now, let me tell you something. If you want to know news from across the state, we are watching it here at Civic Media. You just go to the WRJN app, go to the WRJN website, WRJN.com. And from state and local news to sports and entertainment and weather, Civic Media's Daily News Roundup podcast gives you what you need to know in your community. Again, from Racine to Hayward, our news team has you covered. Head over to WRJN.com. Find the banner at the top of the page to hear your Civic Media Local News Roundup podcast. It's all there. So whenever you want it, let's just say, gee, they're not having another newscast for another 20 minutes. I want to know when it's happening now. Just go to WRJN.com. You'll see it right there. All the news across the state. Pick your community, and you'll be able to hear it. Civic Media has the entire state of Wisconsin covered. This is where we own all our radio stations. It's like 20 signals all across the state of Wisconsin. Civic Media. We're keeping hometown radio refreshed for you. 640 right now, looking for sunshine today. Beautiful day with a high near 71 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 47. Cloudy showers and thunderstorms, a possibility tomorrow with a high near 57 right now. Partly cloudy, 64 degrees. Beautiful morning, just gorgeous. And don't forget, the Tampa Bay Rays are in town to take on the Brewers on WRJN here in here at MFAM Field. 11:35 this morning. It's a morning game. All right. They used to call that the businessman's special. Now they just call it a morning game. At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Got Kelly Cruz coming in about, 20 minutes or so. She'll be here talking about all the family events happening downtown Racine on this first day of May today. I would call it May Day, but you're not supposed to say that on the radio. You know that? That's an old radio rule. You can't say May Day because it's an alert. I just said it twice, but you're not supposed to say it. I said it twice. What do you think of that? Here's customer service you don't see much anymore. Starlux Airlines. Never heard of it. It's based in Taiwan. And had some major delays at the Tokyo airport this month. A bunch of people were stranded overnight and got delayed again the next day. But check this out. The airline's CEO felt so bad he flew to Tokyo himself and apologized to each person in person. Isn't that something? You don't see it. When my plane was delayed, I didn't see the CEO of Southwest Airlines coming over to say, gee, Mr. Rosen, I apologize. I flew 1,000 miles just to shake your hand and say, I am sorry. I never had that happen. Here's a make-a-wish for you. A 12-year-old kid in Utah always wanted to know what it was like to be arrested. So cops made it happen. They cuffed him, took fingerprints, says it was a fun experience, but jail definitely was scary, he said. Here's an equally weird bucket list story. A 99-year-old woman in England named Annie Duplock always wanted to be part of a knife-throwing act. 99 years old, keep that in mind. So the owner of a circus made it happen for her. There's a video of a circus performer throwing 10 knives at her. This little 12-year-old kid wants to go to jail. She wants knives thrown at her. I don't think my bucket list and my wish list would be something like that. I don't know what it would be, but it wouldn't be that. What would my bucket list be? What would my wish be? If I can have any wish in the world. And I know world peace and, you know, pills to make everybody well again. I'm talking about selfish wishes. Something just for me. I don't know what it would be. Huh. I have to think about that. 86% of Americans say the pandemic really changed their lives. Changed their personality, too, in one way or another. 7 in 10 think they've gotten smarter since the pandemic because they read more and learn more. 30% said they got rid of stuff during the pandemic. And almost everyone is amped up to do something they had stopped doing because of the pandemic. 96% wanted to do an activity they haven't been able to do. The most common ones, indoor dining, traveling, and going to concerts again. But I think by now, you may have started doing that again. Some people, you know, people are still wearing masks. I was in a store the other day. The employees were all wearing masks. I mean, we started wearing masks during COVID, and it just, you know, kept on. I remember when I flew, way before COVID, my wife put a mask on so nobody would want to sit next to her on the airplane. You know, see somebody with a mask. And then it became, you wouldn't sit next to somebody who wasn't wearing a mask. And now, people are wearing masks again. I don't know why. I guess they just like it. I know why criminals are wearing it. They don't want you to see their face. All right, here's how you know you have too much money. Jeff Bezos is building a yacht that's so big, it needs its own support yacht. The main yacht is 420 feet long, and it costs $500 million. It's a sailing yacht, so it'll have three giant masts on it. That's one of the reasons it needs a support yacht, because the masts mean that the main ship won't have room for a helipad. As we all know, every yacht needs a helipad. Huh. I'm checking out used cars. Okay. If you randomly find a dryer sheet in your mailbox, it's because your mail carrier puts it there to keep bees and wasps away. I got to remember that. I never knew that little handy tip. We're just looking for new ways to be anxious. A survey found 92% of people get stressed out when their cell phone battery is low or runs out. Or maybe just, you know, it's justified. 81% of us say at some point a dead cell phone battery has caused a problem for them. So maybe it's justified anxiety, huh? Facebook can just be as addictive as cigarettes or chocolate. No kidding. Researchers even found that just seeing a Facebook logo can set you off. Spontaneous pleasure cravings in people's brains. And of course, like any addiction, overdoing it on Facebook can be bad for you, especially when your virtual social life keeps you from having a real life. So if you're hooked on social media, they strongly advise trying to scale back a little bit. I was thinking this morning when I got up, because I was having trouble with an app. I said, how easy life was before cell phones and computers. Because right now I have to pick up a laptop today I ordered because my computer I use at home is acting up. I mean, it keeps shutting off on me all day. So how easy life was before that. Even with radio, how easy it was. Now it's made it a lot, you know, simpler. Having computers, everything's, you know, at your fingertips here now. But how easy it was. You get the 45 RPM records, you put them on the turntable, you play them. If they skip, you throw them out and get a new one. That was it. A study found the average Uber driver has 220 times more germs in his car than the average taxi because cabs are cleaned a lot more often. The dirtiest spots you should worry about are the buttons to roll down the windows and the seatbelts. Hmm. Got to keep that in mind. I never took an Uber, but if I ever do. Here's something I'll bet you never knew either. When you and your coworkers get together and just let loose about how terrible your bosses are, it turns out you're performing group therapy. When people sit around and complain about work together, it's actually good for their mental health. And oddly enough, it actually makes you more productive. Yes, talking about why you hate your job makes you better at it. Researchers think it's because it helps you hear that your coworkers are just as frustrated as you are, and you're not alone, and your problems aren't growing in silence. Okay. You know, when I have a problem with something on, you know, online or on my phone, I Google it, and there's this down thing that tells you if other people are having problems. Always makes you feel better to know other people are suffering like you do. Yeah, always makes you feel better. I know it makes me feel better. All right. How could these school employees thought this was okay? A teacher in Kentucky suspended for allowing a student to dress as a member of the KKK for a history project. Did they really think that was going to be okay? KKK? All right. A Minneapolis elementary school staff member was hit with felony charges after bringing a bag of stolen guns to school, where a student found them. He said he brought the guns inside because the car didn't lock, so he kept the stolen guns in the school instead of his car. Thought that would be safer. Where are these people? Why are they walking amongst us? All right, sunny today. Beautiful day. Highs near 71. It's gorgeous now, by the way. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 47. Cloudy, showers, thunderstorms. Highs near 57 tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy, 64 degrees. Don't forget the Tampa Bay Rays in town to take on the Brewers. 11:35 on WRJN this morning. Hey, guess who we've got coming in just a few minutes from now? Kelly Cruz in person in the studio. Usually we do it on the phone. She's schlepping over here. She's going to be in person this morning. Talk about all the fun activities in downtown Racine. That's straight ahead here at WRJN. 1400 AM, the legendary 1400. Also 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. 93 at WRGN Radio. Hometown Radio Refresh. Sunshine today with a hot air 71, partly cloudy, lows 47 tonight. Cloudy, showers and thunderstorms a possibility tomorrow. Highs near 57. I decided yesterday to put my snow shovel away. I don't think we get any more snow, but I'm afraid to put it away because all of a sudden we'll hear it's a freak snowstorm in May, and so I don't want to be the one responsible for that. Partly cloudy, 64 degrees, gorgeous morning out there. Just beautiful. Tampa Bay in town. The Rays are going to take on the Brewers today, 11:35 a.m. here on WRJN Radio. Home of the Brewers, home of the Bucks, home of the Badgers, home of the Packers, home of Don Rosen. We're home of everything. 6:54 WRJN. A bride going viral for her cost-efficient decision to serve chilies at her wedding. She paid $1,950 for 99 guests. The average price for wedding catering is $75 a guest, which would have been $7,500. I wouldn't mind an Arby's wedding. I love Arby's sandwiches, beef and cheddar at the wedding. I wouldn't mind that. All right, more than half of American pet owners say their pet is their soulmate, and they believe their pet knows them better than anyone else. Remember this, before you wish your pet can talk, remember what they've seen. So everybody says, oh, I wish you could talk. No, you don't. They've seen way too much in that house. All right. Have you ever pretended you didn't see a mess so someone else would clean it up? A poll found 49% of us often do that, which isn't news to me. I mean, you see a big mess somewhere, especially if you're at work, something spilled. Oh, I'll just walk over that here. Somebody else will pick that up. Oh, there's paper all over the floor. Yeah, somebody else will pick that up. People do it at home, too. They just ignore it. I can't. There are two people living in my house, and if one person ignores it, everybody in the house knows who ignored it. So, a 28-year-old male driver in Colorado got pulled over for a DUI recently, and at the last minute tried to switch places with a passenger. The passenger was his dog. Didn't work. Obviously, he was arrested. The weird thing is the dog wasn't the only other passenger. There were two other sober people in the back seat. It's unclear why the man didn't switch with one of them, but obviously, you know, he wasn't in the sharpest state of mind at that moment. Great news for humanity. Researchers at NASA and the University of Colorado say that of all the dangerous asteroids we know of, none of them will hit Earth for at least the next 1,000 years. Then what? Now we have to worry about the next 1,000 years, or is that somebody else is going to worry about that? A woman ordered a cake from Publix. Now get this. They asked her what she wanted to be written on the cake. She said, just happy birthday's perfect. Thank you. And that's exactly what they put on the cake. Just happy birthday is perfect. Thank you. I mean, I sometimes feel scared that these people are walking amongst me. They're voting. They're driving next to me on the roads. And they do something stupid like that. All right, take this idea to your boss. Napping can boost your creativity, particularly if you're able to think about something as you're falling asleep. So go tell your boss that. Say, napping is really good to me. Like George Costanza had that little nook built under his desk on Seinfeld so he can sleep. Huh. Would you go to a wedding, Kelly, that served chilies? I mean, would you feel funny? Take that microphone closer to you.
That sounds great. I have no issue with that at all.
There was a wedding I heard where what they did was they brought food trucks out. But lift that microphone. I want every word you have to say. I don't want to miss anything. They brought food trucks out, and what they did was they lined a couple up outside the wedding venue, and they said, it's time to eat. Go to the food truck, order what you want. The problem is they had like a couple of hundred guests, and they had three food trucks, and the wait sometimes was 2.5 hours to get your food.
They didn't think that one through.
No, they didn't. No, absolutely not. I wouldn't mind the beef and cheddar wedding, Arby's.
I don't mind the casual wedding idea. You know, things are changing. The formal wedding, sit down at the big, you know, eight tops, are just, I think they're going away.
You know, my daughter did something at her wedding I thought was really neat. She had a memorial table set up. So members of the family that couldn't be there because they passed away had their pictures on the table, which I thought was a neat idea. And including my nephew was on there and a few other people, the grandparents who couldn't be at the wedding. I thought that was a really good idea. I like that. Kelly Cruz is here, and we're going to talk about downtown Racine, what to do. We've got the big month of May, June, July, August, and beyond. So we'll find out what to do in downtown Racine for free. A lot of them are for free, so bring the family, all right? Sunny today. Highs near 71, partly cloudy, lows 47 tonight. Right now, partly cloudy, 64 degrees at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the legendary frequency of 1400 AM. WRJN, hometown radio refreshed, a Civic Media station.